1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 21st of August, 66 degrees on our way to a beautiful 85. It's a wonderful morning out there, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Well, what has you so great this morning?
We are getting ready for a super fun event. And two, we just hired a new executive director for the zoo, and I think she's going to be great.
Well,
so it's exciting.
It is exciting. And we'll have Brenda Young joining us here as she comes from Massachusetts, actually starting her work earlier this week. How is, I guess, maybe the process gone here for the first two-plus days of the Brenda Young tenure as the zoo director?
You know, she is just getting her feet wet. She's just kind of learning the zoo a little bit. She's met with the staff. She's kind of started going through a lot of our inventory and some of our accreditation paperwork and things like that. But she's just dipping her toes in there, and she's already come up with some great ideas, and I can already tell she's just going to be able to take the zoo even further. So I'm excited.
Well, if you're excited, we're excited. That is for sure. So what's the transition process going to look like? How's this all going to play out, Lisa?
Yeah, so she is now your executive director. I'm her assistant. So I'm still here until October 1st, here live anyway, and then I'll go remote for a few months and be available to her if she should have questions or they should need assistance in any way. And then January 1st will be my actual retirement date from the city, but as far as being in the office, October 1st is that date. So,
well, in between now and then, you've got a big event that you've been really kind of hard at work on here, and you know, also EFOS with Zoo Brew coming up.
Absolutely. We're really excited about Zoo Brew and Night in the Wild. This will be our second annual event, and it's on September the 20th this year. So it's a Friday evening, and tickets are $50, and you have to be 21 to attend because it is a drinking event. We have a great lineup again this year. So we have our entertainment again is Brick Horse, and they're a country and rock cover band, and they were so much fun last year. We also have three drink vendors, so Radius, Trolley House, and the Turquoise Tavern. Our food vendor is going to be 627, and she's got a plethora of options that people are going to be able to choose from. So, and then soft serve ice cream with toppings for dessert. So she's bringing the gamut. We'll also have our docents out with animals, our ambassador animals, our chairman for the event are Nick Roth and Aaron Harder, and they're working hard to help pull this off. And then, of course, we have a city crew from the facilities that help with tables and chairs and getting everything down here, because it is kind of a big one.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody.
That's a big event. Yeah, Zoo Brew, A Night in the Wild, coming up Friday evening, September 20th, from 5 until 8 p.m. Well, Lisa, you mentioned tickets are $50 a piece. How can we get those tickets?
Yeah, you can either go onto EFOS's website, which is EFOS.org. You can find one of our EFOS board members. You can come to our office here at 75 Soden Road, or you can call our office at 620-341-4365. But any of those ways will get you taken care of.
All right. The Oasis campaign has been very, very successful. And, boy, a lot of beautiful renovation work has been ongoing at the David Traylor Zoo. Where are we in the renovation process, Lisa?
Well, everybody knows the Zeeshan Center is open. Yeah. And, wow, what a fun thing that has been. I wish I would have had the forethought to put up video cameras, not just security, but video cameras to catch people's reactions when they walk, one, to the actual building itself, right at the entrance, and also into the classroom, because those faces are priceless. And I think it speaks volumes for what we've done here with the Zoo Education Center. But yes, what we have to come, obviously we're still fundraising for that North American River Otter exhibit, and this Zoo Brew event is another one of those events that will help do that. And then bringing back Wallaby, that's also a part of that Oasis campaign. So those are both things. Oh, and redoing the King Vulture exhibit, that will start again later this year. We hope to start the planning with that, and I know Brenda is excited about starting the planning for that.
I know you'd mentioned here about the reactions that people have with different components of the zoo. I mean, the most recent work on the Zoo Education Center really stands out to me, because that is really a kind of a jewel within a jewel right now for the zoo.
It really is. I think this is just the beginning. I think just opening the building was exciting, but I think what this building is going to be able to provide for the community is going to just blow up in the next few years. I think with the education programs and the opportunities this building will provide will be amazing. So.
Well, we're visiting with, well, as Lisa put it, the now assistant David Traylor Zoo Director, Lisa Keith, here on our Primetime Newsmaker. We do want to extend a big invite to all of you to join Lisa at the David Traylor Zoo Friday, September 27th, as we celebrate, I guess that's the way we're putting it, celebrate Lisa's retirement after 32 years of dedicated service from 1 to 4. Friday, September 27th at the Zoo Education Center. So it'll be good to see you down there, Lisa.
It will be fun. So come and enjoy a party. Yes, it'll be a fun day.
Go ahead, Rod.
No, I'm just going to say again, Friday, September 27th, 1 until 4.
Okay, those are the hours. Lisa, I have to ask, what's ahead for you come January 1? Because, it's you know, obviously the transition process is underway. Things are going to be going remote for you here fairly soon. So what's ahead for you next year as you get ready for retirement, and kind of what's going through your head now with retirement looming?
Well, you know, we have a business at home. You know, Brian runs Keith Cattle Company, and so there's always stuff that can be done there. And who knows, you know, I hope that, I can still do some things here at the zoo. Fundraising is something that I've come to love. So maybe that's something I can continue to do here. So we'll see, you know, I spend a lot of time with my grandkids.
That's
I'm excited
good.
About that.
Yeah.
And I know Brian and I are going to travel just a little bit. So,
well, you deserve that. That is for sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and it certainly wouldn't be you know, a Friends of the Zoo auction, too, without having you there. So I'm sure we'll probably still see
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll see me there.
See you at the auction. Well, we appreciate it as always, Lisa. And again, don't forget Zoo Brew a Night in the Wild is coming up Friday, September 20th from 5 until 8. Well, we'll be talking to you again, Lisa. We appreciate your time as always.
Well, do you want a joke?
We sure do.
I knew this was coming.
Okay. Hey, I didn't think you'd let me on a joke. Okay, so why don't ants get sick?
Why don't ants get sick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They have antibodies.
Oh! Okay, I have one for you.
You guys
now.
Have a great... Okay.
Okay. What does the mermaid use to wash its fins?
I don't know.
Tide.
That's cute.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Keith, David Traylor, who, as Lisa put it, assistant director, joining us on our primetime newsmaker here this morning.
All right. And if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, 7:20 every Wednesday morning, we're full until next Thursday, the 29th. So please keep that in mind. And we will be having new director Brenda Young joining us for our newsmaker segment tomorrow, 7:20 to about 7:30 here on KVOE.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Good morning, 7:33, 66 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Urkel, manager of Emporia Golf Course. School is back in session, which means it's time for fall golf. This is a great time of year to